year that made me.
The year that made me.
When starting a new business, particularly in a field or industry where you might be doing something entirely unique, any help is appreciated. And while the support of loved ones or the passion of colleagues can provide that initial momentum, the real progress requires capital, money. And that's where venture capitalists come in. Thanks to every movie about tech company startups, from Facebook to Napster, we think venture capitalists are boardrooms full of old men saying no to everyone who walks in through the front door. That's an image which stands in stark contrast to the reality, however, especially when you consider, well, this.
Australia has been world class at maximising its natural resources, minerals, water, agriculture. But now it's time for us to maximise our other natural resource, which is its people and their ideas. Innovation makes an incredible contribution to our economy and its productivity. It makes a significant contribution to jobs growth. We need innovation to remain competitive on a global scale.
That's Elaine Stead, one of Australia's most successful venture capitalists. Elaine, welcome to Sunday Extra.
Thank you very much. I'm really happy to be here.
Elaine, how would you define venture capitalism?
It's a very good question. And actually, when people ask my mother what I do for a living, she still actually can't really tell them. So
to be
it's
fair,
a very good
my
question.
Mother has the same problem as well. So, yeah.
So, look, a venture capitalist, all we do is we provide capital to very early stage businesses to support their growth. The goal of a venture capitalist is to find companies that are doing, you know, really interesting things. Perhaps they've got some fantastic technology that they've developed. They've developed a product out of that technology or a service that is doing something very differently to other people. And they're looking for not just capital to support the growth or the expansion of that product, not just domestically, but often globally as well. That requires a little bit of expertise. And it's hopefully what we bring to the table is people who have either started businesses, grown them up, taken them to the globe for ourselves, but also for other businesses as well. That's the expertise we
But that's bring. That's the value-added service, right? But beyond, I mean, the main thing that they're coming to you for is also the money that you can provide. How are you different from a bank?
So our source of money ranges from big institutional superannuation funds in Australia and around the globe. Mm-hmm. But also we, particularly at Blue Sky, most of our investors are actually high net worth individuals, self-managed super funds, you know, mum and dads around Australia who are looking for a way to invest their capital in things outside of just your typical sort of cash bonds and typical listed equities. And one of the reasons why venture capital is quite interesting to a lot of mum and dad investors is because it's something tangible that they can feel and touch. They can see these businesses that are sometimes developing wonderful medical innovations that have, you know, huge social impact on the community. We often actually phrase it as for-profit philanthropy.
Can you give me an example of one recently, for example, that would have worked out?
Probably one of the most recent successes we've had in the, certainly in the healthcare sector, is a company called Hatchtech. And I know as I explain this, this is going to make all of your listeners start scratching their heads, but Hatchtech actually developed a new treatment for lice. It was so successful that the technology in the company, well, the technology has actually been acquired by a large multinational pharmaceutical company for almost $297 million.
Wow. Our guest on the year that made me is Elaine Stead, Executive Director of Blue Sky Venture Capital. Elaine, your year is 1998. That's the year that you've chosen as the year that made you. Why is that?
There were a couple of reasons. So 1998, 1999 was actually the year. So the reason why that was a fairly transformational year is I had quite a challenging year, both on a professional and a personal front. On the professional front, I had started my PhD and that was, for me, quite a culmination.
In stem cell biology, correct? Not your,
correct.
Your path isn't traditionally like a business school student.
No, absolutely. Yeah, I'm a scientist by training, actually, which is not that unusual for a venture capitalist, but certainly amongst my peers, most of them come from investment banks and management consulting firms. So that is a little bit unusual. But my PhD was, you know, a culmination of a lot of years of hard work where, despite my young age at the time, I'd gone through a bit of a midlife at that point in time crisis where I had, you know, early days defined myself quite a bit by my academic pursuits, had a bit of a crisis of confidence in my high school years where I decided to, you know, drop all of my scientific subjects, to drop all my mathematical subjects. I was going to do art and business studies and, you know, sort of take a more relaxed academic pursuit. Changed my mind in year 12, re-engaged all of my, you know, hard subjects again. And that was quite a fight to get to a point where I was able to attend university and do the subjects I wanted to do, which was to pursue a career in science. And so that, again, was, you know, a bit of a tough road. And the culmination of that was my PhD. But in my first year, I'd started my project, which I'd selected and spent a lot of time researching and understanding and deciding that that was my scientific pursuit of choice. And by the end of the first year of my PhD, I opened a publication at the time, journal publication, and found a competing laboratory had actually published the project and results on the same project that I was pursuing, which meant I had to start again. And that actually, was an incredibly painful process, actually, because when you start a PhD, you're awarded a stipend, which supports you through that process. And it's a three-year scholarship, which is to support you through that process so you don't need to take any additional employment to support yourself. But the clock had already been ticking for 1 year, and so having to start again meant that my PhD was going to take a lot longer, and it meant that I was probably going to have to find an alternative way to support myself at the same time. So,
and is that why you then go from PhD, you know, stem cell biology to, you know, venture capitalism?
Oh, God, no. No, that came much later. But, you know, I found a new project. It took some time. And I just had to pick myself up and start again and, you know, take that first step forward and just keep plodding along. But the other reason why that year was particularly challenging was because at that time, my parents had just divorced, actually, and or separated. And my father had had a long history of dealing with mental illness. And that began a very, very dark period for my family, where I moved back with my father, who was really struggling with that period of time. And actually, at the time, he was, you know, we were effectively on suicide watch. And so it was a very difficult period where I was having to kind of reinitiate my professional career at the same time as being incredibly worried about my dad and, you know, wanting to make sure we took really good care of him throughout that period of time as well. So very challenging year that year and the start of actually a very challenging period in my personal life, full stop.
And your song from that you've chosen is Pearl Jam with the track Black. Is there a reason for that?
Yeah, well, as the title would suggest, it was, you know, it was a very black period. And, you know, Pearl Jam was one of my sister and my favourite bands at the time. And even though that song was quite a bit older right then, it was one that I remember listening to over and over again, which is probably not a very productive thing to do at the time, particularly if what you're trying to do is just get on with things. But I remember listening to that on repeat and it being very representative of how I felt at the time. I really did feel quite lost. But, you know, interestingly, about 10 years later, my sister and I went to a Pearl Jam concert in Adelaide. And I remember that very song being played, Eddie Vedder had lost his voice, he was incredibly sick, but that concert is still to this day one of the most amazing concerts I have ever seen in my life. The engagement with the crowd was just phenomenal. I've never actually experienced anything like it. It was almost religious, I have to say. And I remember that specific song playing. Eddie Vedder couldn't sing anymore, so he asked the crowd to take over, and they did. And it went on for about 10 minutes, and it was glorious. And I remember actually thinking at the time, wow, 10 years ago I was listening to this song, and it was one of the darkest periods in my life. And now I'm listening to this song and it's one of the most joyful things I've ever experienced. And I thought there was just some nice closure with that.
Oh, us Pearl Jam fans do catch some flack as well for our taste in the band. I'm a fan myself and people always criticize me for it. But it's good to find someone else who appreciates their music. Our guest this morning.
Oh, I don't think we're that rare.
I hope not. Our guest this morning on The Year That Made Me is Elaine Stead, Executive Director of Blue Sky Venture Capital. Her year is 1998, and her song is Black from Pearl Jam. I'll take off.